Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, I'm Scott. Sarah's been on from High Wycombe. Hey, Sarah, I just tried to ring you. You're probably driving or something, like, or busy. She says, I just thought you should know that I went into a London-based home store in High Wycombe at the weekend, and they were playing the R. Kelly hip hopera. That is unbelievable. Would that be on, like, Homebase FM or something? Been on there. Never
Have
used
you?
To play it. Yeah, I used to be a DJ in Homebase FM.
Did you?
Yeah, back in the day. As Chris Moyles mentions a lot. It was all pre-recorded, though, so I didn't just sit there and then do, like, the latest garden chair offers or whatever. Like, I just went in there and recorded a load in one go. Oh. But I know nothing about DIY or gardening, so I was the ideal person for the job, I thought. I had no idea. You know, I'm just reading something and not actually taking in or reading or knowing what any of it means. That
must have sounded brilliant.
Really good. Anyway, so what I'm saying is I really want to find a karaoke place that does Trapped in the Closet, that actually has it in the book that you can choose from. Because that would be brilliant on karaoke.
Well, yeah, but don't you think, like, you'd be hogging the mic, like, the whole night if you had to do all the bits?
Well, yeah, obviously.
It's like 3.5 hours, isn't it? You'd be like, oh, sorry, it's still me. Yeah. Sorry, everyone else who's paid their money.
Does anyone need a recap?
Still me.
Everyone's still following the story.
With a spatula. I count to three, try and open the door, and it's rolled
the nosy neighbour. Imagine me on karaoke doing this.
What a spatula in the hand. Spatula. Like that's gonna do something against them guns.
Come everybody.
Rosie the nosy. Woo. Neighbor.
Obviously, I'd give up around part 8, probably. Otherwise, people would be like, get off. I want to do I've had the time of my life. You've been on there all night. We found some people in Japan that are doing Trapped in the Closet karaoke style on YouTube, but I can't find any from the UK. So if anyone knows where they have Trapped in the Closet on karaoke, let me know.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
I've got to be honest, I love this Alexis Jordan song, but I'm not sure I can ever forgive her for the rhyming couplet, you've got what it takes, you better have some cake. I'm not sure I can.
Oh, that sounds good to me.
I know, but it's a terrible, terrible rhyme. But I still love you, Alexis. That was Good Girl on Radio 1, and this is Scott Mills. Danny's been on from North Wales. He was doing karaoke last weekend and dropped in at the end that she had a spatula in her hand.
Woo!
On the song that he was doing. Doesn't say what song, but he just thought he'd put it in because he'd been listening to Trapped in the Closet on our show.
I love that. I don't think I've ever done karaoke.
I find this unbelievable with, I don't know, you're what? The kind of person... With your...
Singing prowess? Talent?
Not so much. With your personality, you're the kind of person that I would think would do or have done karaoke.
Yeah, no, I don't think I ever have.
So if
not
I find somewhere...
Not in front of an audience, anyway.
If I find someone that has karaoke for R. Kelly, Trapped in the Closet, if someone has that on their machine, will you come with me and do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who can I play? Or are you going to play all the parts?
Well, you can be Rosie, you can be...
Rosie's a big part, you can't just give it away like that. I thought you'd want to keep that one.
You can be Gwendolyn as well if you want.
Can I be Big Man?
Yeah, yeah, all of those. But you love singing, you've got a lovely voice.
Really?
Well, as we found out yesterday when you did your version of the Lady Gaga song.
My mama told me when I was young, we are all born
superstars.
She rolled my hair. My lipstick on in the glass of her
boudoir.
Admittedly, we can't really hear your voice in there. It's
am
kind
I
of
allowed to take T-Pain to karaoke.
It's kind of lost in the auto-tune. If we're taking R. Kelly, we can take T-Pain. It's all fine. No one has texted in that they have Trapped in the Closet on their karaoke system in their bar or pub. If we do find one, though...
Are you allowed to take... Because I've never been, I don't really know how it works. If we turned up with, say, the instrumental of all 22 parts, would they just let us go for it?
I don't know.
Are you allowed to take your own CD and then...
Well, sometimes you've got those places where you can, like, hire rooms, you know, for parties and stuff. So if we hired our own room, no one could stop us doing all 22 parts as long as we're paying for the drinks. And while we're there, the one that doesn't speak can do his trademark song that he always does every single time at karaoke.
Say
Everybody have seen my balls, they're big and salty and brown. If you ever need a quick pick me up, just stick my balls in your mouth. Ooh, suck on my chocolate salted balls.
Takes me way back, Becky. Mallorca 06.
I've never been to karaoke with him. And
me and the one that doesn't speak decided to do karaoke, so walked into a bar with all old people in. And they loved.
You know how to live, don't you?
They loved his version of Chocolate Salty Balls.
Didn't they?
Yeah. Have a cup of brandy.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, Becky, you've decided it's time for a change.
I'm just a bit bored of being constantly disorganised.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think there's a better life out there if I just try a little bit harder.
So you've started living your life as somebody else. Now, it's fair to say a lot of people do this. They think, you know, for example, when they're faced with a difficult decision or situation, they will think, you know, what would Carol Vorderman do? And that's what you...
Who's is that one?
Well, yeah, someone will, somewhere.
Is that that's your not, one?
Sometimes. But a lot of people do it. Like Felicity's been on. She lives her life, or tries to live her life, as Beyonce. And she can't even stick people that don't like Beyonce. She's like, get out! Gets expensive, though.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Now, I've got a few listener suggestions, because I asked, who do you think Becky's trying to live her life like? Is it Gazza?
No.
Adam and Margate. Is it Susan Boyle?
No.
That would be a good one. Is it... Oh, this is a good one. Naomi Campbell.
No, I didn't think of that.
What would Naomi Campbell do? That is a good one. That's from Fraze in Glasgow. Are you being Jason Statham for a week?
No.
Okay.
Of all the people in all the world.
Is it Hosni Mubarak?
No, I couldn't really, wouldn't really go out at the moment, would I, if I was him?
Well, you might be wanting it to be cheap and stay in.
Okay, no, it's not him. He wasn't the first person I thought of.
Okay, it's just a few of our listeners' suggestions.
Okay.
Okay, so who are you trying to live your life like right now?
This week, I'm Gwyneth Paltrow.
So you are living your life like Gwyneth?
Yeah, because she's actually got on her website, like, tips and kind of how to be like her. Right. I'm not quite sure that that's how she intends it, but she basically kind of writes about what she does and all that sort of stuff.
And tells you where she gets certain things from.
Yeah, and other celebrities don't do it. Like, it, you know, if there was one for Jennifer Aniston or one for, like, Taylor Swift...
I would read those.
Yeah, you would.
So they could do a similar thing to Gwyneth, where it's like, here's what I've been doing this week, if you want to try and live your life like me.
Do it. You should do one.
Well, mine would be rubbish.
What would it be?
Get up, have some tea...
Right.
Have a bit of breakfast.
Yeah. Quite easy to stick to, but probably not that dissimilar to most people's lives at the moment.
No. Mine wouldn't be out of the ordinary, to be honest. Go to do some exercise.
Meet Ollie Murs naked.
Yeah. Oh, actually, yeah.
That would be hard for most people
It would. That would be hard to achieve for most people.
Yeah.
No, mine wouldn't be any good.
No. So I'm trying to be like Gwyneth, but at the moment, this is day two. I thought start in February rather than January. And at the moment, it's proven quite hard.
Okay, well, like, we've got some bits here, haven't we?
Just kind of looked to her for everyday advice. Like, next week is my friend Vicky's birthday, so I went on to see what will Gwyneth get her for a present.
A personalised gift is always such a delight. A beautiful tea towel with hand-embroidered initial that you've done yourself. A photo and a coffee mug. A leather bag. Anything personally made for you always trumps other gifts because of the thought and organisation put into it. Love, Gwyneth.
Is that Gwyneth talking there?
Do you know how she sounds? I don't know.
Yeah. Not like that.
Okay. No, I don't think that's Gwyneth then.
Right. Is that by any chance Gemma from upstairs in the office?
Yes.
Okay.
I was hoping you wouldn't notice. Because I didn't know how Gwyneth Paltrow talks, so I thought if I just put Gemma in, you might not realise.
Have you never seen a film with Gwyneth Paltrow in?
No, but she might be acting, she does like different voices, doesn't she?
Okay.
Anyway, so
you've got to make yourself a tea
before,
towel.
Where I'd go and get Vicky, like, I don't know, an Ed Westwick calendar, now I've got to go and get her, make her a tea towel and embroider her initials on it.
By Friday?
Yeah.
Good luck with that. Okay.
And for dinner, it's just proving, like, really complicated.
Mexican dinner, family style. It is possible to make a quick and easy dinner for the family that everybody loves. Make it your own. Set up all the parts separately and then explore the variations on a theme. The kids can eat black bean and brown rice tacos with guacamole and pico de gallo without hot chilli. The grown-ups can have grilled shrimp and hot sauce. Love, GP.
Good luck with that.
Now, not only have I got to get myself loads of Mexican stuff, I've
You've also got to get pico de gallo.
And kids.
Oh, and kids.
Because I can only have the shrimp. If I want the tacos and the rice, I've got to get some children as well.
Oh, okay.
So I normally just have a macaroni cheese.
Yeah.
But anyway, if it's what she does, and I've been trying really hard, so I'm going to have Mexican tonight. And I'm going on holiday to Nashville.
I just spent a few months living and working in Nashville, Tennessee, which was an incredible experience. It's pretty easy to get to if you live in the good old US of A, as it's kind of smack dab in the middle. Well, not really, but almost. And it's so worth the trip. It's pretty damn great. Love, Gwyneth.
Oh, now you've got to go to Nashville. This is proving very expensive.
I know. If you live in Reading, it's not just a quick... Oh. But do you know what the worst bit is? I've run out of deodorant, right? So I went on to Gwyneth and I was like, where do you go shopping? What are the best places? And this is what she said on her website.
Many of the absolute best beauty products I've found come from regular French pharmacies. I always stock up on these items when I'm in France or ask friends to bring some back when they're passing through. Love, Gwyneth.
So now you have to go to pharmacies in France to get your mum deodorant or whatever it is.
But I don't know. I've asked a few people if they're going or know anyone that's going. I don't know anyone that lives there.
My dad is going.
When's he going?
He's going to Normandy next week. Can you wait?
I guess I can keep using my boyfriend's one until then, but it's getting a bit... I'm smelling a bit masculine.
Are you using a boy one?
Mm.
Let me smell you.
No, it's quite... It's quite... It's not like...
Is that voodoo you're wearing?
I think it's Africa.
You smell like a 15-year-old boy.
Oh, I'm getting some strange looks. He's having the effect, but in all the, with all the wrong people.
My dad can get into a French pharmacy for you next week, but not earlier than that, I'm afraid.
La La Lux is a luxury concierge and styling service you can hire to virtually make anything happen.
What's this?
This is if I want stuff done. Like, if I, you know, I'm always kind of being a bit disorganised, so I thought, right, what would Gwyneth do? And instead of just tidying up and organising her own life, she goes to the concierge service who, like, can order stuff for her.
If you have a busy friend in need of some sound styling advice and a wardrobe update, Nicole Pollard and her team will come over and pull it together using years of expertise and a vast Rolodex of contacts for only $300 an hour. Love, Gwyneth.
Oh.
Do you know what? I could buy the whole, like, of Topshop for that.
Well,
but now I've got to pay to go to LA. I've got to pay for her contacts on her Rolodex.
$300 an hour.
That's not cheap, is it?
No, but she speaks about that like it's... Okay, here's the thing, right? When you are trying to live your life like Gwyneth Paltrow, you have to remember that she is a multi-millionaire actress and married to a multi-millionaire rock star. That's where you're going wrong here. Just my tip.
Do you think she could do a budget version?
Or you could email her and ask her.
Because you know, like on DVDs where you get like the one for the person who doesn't exercise very regularly. You follow the different person to the hardcore exerciser. Gwyneth should do a budget one. But here are our top five tips for what I should do to organise my life.
Loads of people are offering you their kids, by the way, if you need them.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, they'll come in handy for tip 4 and 5.
You can have the tacos now. Okay, so here's Gwyneth's tips.
My time saving tips. Number one, schedule your time well. When I know what I'm doing from hour to hour, I get more done. Write it all in the day's calendar, what you want to accomplish and in what time frame.
Get yourself a calendar,
work out a time frame. Book tickets to Nashville, book tickets to LA, I'm done.
Go to the French pharmacy, tell Scott's dad to do it.
Number two, focus on the task at hand. Be thorough.
Yeah.
Thorough.
Number three, I cook a lot, especially on the weekends, so I like to plan a rough menu for the whole weekend and get the food in on a Friday. Obviously, stores and websites that deliver make this a dream. In London, I use Ocado. Also, James Knight, my favourite fishmonger, will deliver. Having all of the ingredients means I'm prepared, even when I don't think I am.
Right, you need to get the fishmonger round.
It has to be James, though,
yeah,
doesn't
it? Yeah, it has to be him. If you're going to truly live your life like her, yeah. So you have a fishmonger delivery now. I love that so much.
Number four, I always lay the kids' uniforms and school things out the night before once they're asleep. When it's quiet, I can check the kid list for show and tell items to bring in, consent forms, ballet kit, etc., so that the morning is less of a scramble.
Wow, so you've got to lay the kids' outfits out every night.
Sort their ballet kit and that.
Even though you haven't got any?
No, but you said there's been some offers on the text.
Yeah, there are.
Number five, the school run is a great time to return calls, in whichever direction the kids are not in the car. So don't forget your hands-free device.
So if you want me to drop the kids off at school, then I'm... No. What's the... Yeah.
No.
No.
Yeah.
Why do I think that's... No.
No, you're thinking about the pool.
I just thought, I wonder if I've just said so if you want me to do a poo on the radio.
Fine. You should have just carried on. Radio 1 Podcast. So we're just trying to work out who Becky's going to try and live her life like next week because she wants a change.
Well, you said Jason Statham, but I think you should do one.
Right.
The top tip from you could be, save money on parking fines, just borrow your celebrity friend's car.
Oh, are we doing this on the air, are we?
Is this true, what the one that doesn't speak told me? Do you not want to talk about it? I think you should talk about it. Tell everyone what happened when you borrowed a celebrity's car.
Okay, so, hi Tulip.
Hello. I'm glad I'm here for this.
A couple of weeks ago, I feel really bad about this, by the way. A couple of weeks ago, I went to America, and I met up with Robbie Williams when I was there.
As you do.
Well, you don't really, do you? But I just did. And
were you living your life? What would Gary Barlow do that week?
Yeah, I was.
Yeah. So that's meant that you had to go and see Robbie.
So
yeah.
The thing was, I just had to go and see Robbie Williams. Now, I was going to get a hire car, but he offered to give me. To let me borrow one of his cars.
He hadn't seen any stories or anything about you, your previous, had he? Scott Bills.
No, he hadn't.
Where he had the scooter and ran up loads of fines.
And I got an email from him last night saying that I committed three traffic citations while I was there.
Has he asked you for the money?
Well, I've offered to pay, obviously, but I ran a couple of stop signs, apparently.
Oh my God.
Obviously, he is... a lot richer than me, a lot, but that's not the point. And I feel like I don't want to feel like I'm, taking the mick or anything.
So you've sent him a cheque?
So, no, I haven't yet. I've sent
waiting
a thing.
To see if he's going to let you off.
Yeah, basically, that's exactly what it is. Three? I was only there a few days.
Scott Bills.
Scott Bills strikes again. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. And now it's time for Stupid Street. Now, earlier we were saying about Becky trying to live her life like Gwyneth Paltrow. And this week, up until now, when we decided it's not a good idea, has been asking herself, what would Gwyneth do in every situation? Because Gwyneth is Becky's big role model. So we've been out onto Stupid Street to ask them who are their role models, who do they live their lives by? And you'll be pleased to know that today on Stupid Street, on top form, Smooth Talking Dan.
What's your name?
Helen.
Helen. Okay, good. Nice name. Well done. I like your scarf. You nice and warm?
Yeah.
Quite cold.
Yep.
Done well. Okay, good.
My favourite bit there. Nice name. Well done.
What's your name?
Helen.
Nice name. Well done.
Yeah. Well done. Well, she didn't have much to do with it. Okay, so STD is back. He's asking the questions. So I'm going to run through these. Who do they want to be like? Which celeb on Stupid Street? I will give you 20 valuable Scott Mills points if you get one right, because I think these are quite tricky, okay?
Okay, I'm going to go Kate Middleton.
No, hang on, I'm going to go through each one.
Oh, okay, you play the person and then I say, okay.
And then from their voice... you should be able to work out who their role model is and who they'd like to live their life as.
Okay.
Okay. So here's our first one.
What's your name?
Neil.
Neil.
Okay, we haven't got much from that. We know his name's Neil. So who would Neil like to be like?
George Clooney.
You're saying George Clooney.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just from him going, Neil.
Mm.
Yeah. Play along at home. Here is Neil's role model.
Which celebrity is your role model?
Oh, Mel Gibson.
Oh, Mel Gibson, of course, amazing. And everything
Are you
Neil,
sure?
I know, everything Neil does is what he thinks Mel Gibson would do. Is that wise? Really, is that wise?
What is it about Mel Gibson that you look up to and think, yes, I want to be him?
Because he's Braveheart.
Have you ever been in a situation where you've been a little bit stuck and you've thought, what would Mel do?
Yeah, last week actually. I had to do a speech at a Burns supper.
Okay.
And it was nerve-wracking, so I was like, what would Mel Gibson do? So I got drunk and started being abusive.
Good.
What would Mel do? Get drunk and be abusive. Recent evidence may suggest that that's true. Okay, so no points there. Here's another one. A bit of male bonding going on here.
What's your name?
Sam.
I like your leather jacket.
Thank you very much.
Got
yeah.
Good hair as well.
Yeah, well, it's a bit wild today, you know. I was using a bit of volumizing shampoo, so it's gone a bit out there.
It has got good volume.
But yeah, you know, nice bit of bounce. So I decided to put the hood up just, you know, just in case.
Okay.
Yeah. Dan knows bounce when he sees it and volume. Hang on.
Have you got a celebrity role model?
Who is it?
David Beckham.
You think his, Sam's
he
role model?
He cares about his hair, obviously.
Okay, so you're thinking male grooming.
Yeah, someone else who likes male grooming, David Beckham.
Have you got a celebrity role model?
I suppose like George Lamb, it's my ultimate like...
Wow.
Of all the people you could pick.
If I could pick anybody in the world, it'd be George Lamb.
I guess his hair is quite voluminous.
And he has got style. But out of everybody, I'm just surprised he chose George Lamb. No offence, George.
Such cool style, like effortless. You think, yeah, wow.
Have you ever been in a situation when you're not quite sure what to do or what to wear and you've thought, what would George Lamb do? Yes.
Yeah, I think I have probably, yeah, sort of thought, okay, so maybe trawled the internet a bit, seen what he's wearing, sort of, you know, see if I've got anything similar I can put together.
Okay.
I think it looks cool.
Okay, thanks very much.
That's okay.
Brilliant.
He loved him. He really did. I've seen George Lamb in awful shoes.
Have you?
Well, they're probably fashionable, but they're still horrible.
What were they?
It was on when I was on...
I think you need a quick man-up, Mills, for that statement.
It was when I was on that...
Awful shoes, darling. I don't know where he got them.
Man-up, Mills!
Yeah.
Good.
When I was on that Big Brother show that he does, I was like, what are they? They're probably, like, well, cool and bang on trend, but they just look ridiculous. But that's what happens when you're a style icon, I guess. I'm not wearing any.
No, you're not.
No. Okay, so... George Lamb, didn't get that one. I told you these were difficult, that's why I'm giving you
lots of
points.
Okay, I'm going to try a bit more out there.
What's your name?
Ben.
Ben, okay, Ben.
Ooh, he was quite quick with saying his name there, Ben. I think he's probably quite decisive.
Okay, so who do we think? Someone in power, maybe?
What's your name, Ben?
I'm going to go with David Cameron or Nick Clegg.
Have you got a celebrity role model?
Clint Eastwood.
Why Clint Eastwood?
Because he's old school and he likes guns.
Okay, I'm quite scared of Ben.
Yeah, no,
now.
I don't like the way he talks so fast.
Ben sounds well hard.
If he was here now, you met him, what would you say to him?
I'd probably fall over crying, to tell the truth, because I love him that much.
Okay, maybe not so much.
Yeah, he's not all new with the skinny leg jeans and eyeliner and stuff that people wear these days.
He's not all new with the skinny leg jeans and the eyeliner. Oh, no, he's not.
I would love it if he did have that, though. How amazing would that be?
Clint Eastwood in Guyliner.
Yeah.
It would be good.
Be amazing.
Are you ever in a situation when you think, I'm stuck, I don't know what to do, what would Clint Eastwood do?
Yep. I've done it a lot. Oh, just when you're dealing with someone and they're being annoying and you think, what would Clint Eastwood do? He'd backhand them and walk away.
Oh, good. All right, okay, walk away from him quickly, smooth talking Dan. He's really scary.
Mm.
Okay.
A lot of people on the text claim to have guessed George Lamb, which I...
Okay.
I'm not sure...
Well, they could have done, because he was talking about his hair and all that.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Sam.
Okay.
Okay, so this is Sam. Who would Sam's role model be?
Arpats.
Let's find out.
Have you got a celebrity role model?
Martin Clunes. What a man.
Martin Clunes? Okay, why?
What is it about Clunes that you just think, yes, I want to follow your path in life?
Well, I've always liked acting, and he just does it so well.
Have you ever been in a situation where you've thought, I'm stuck, But what would Martin Clunes do?
I've never been in that situation, though.
OK, well, that's good. That's at least one thing you've taken away from that. You've never actually thought, what would Martin Clunes do? Thank God. OK.
What's your name?
Sophie.
Sophie.
Oh, no flirting there for a change. Straightforward, what's your name? Sophie.
What's your name?
Sophie.
Sophie.
Who would Sophie want to be?
I'm going to say Kate Middleton.
Have you got a celebrity role model?
Maybe Alexa Chung.
Alexa Chung, okay. What is it about her?
She's quite cool. She manages to sort of pull herself off being just quite trendy.
Okay. And you think, yeah, I want to follow that.
Yeah.
I want to follow her path in life.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, you wish.
She manages to pull herself off as being quite trendy. Did someone say... at the end of that, did someone go, you wish?
Yeah.
Yeah, you wish.
I thought that was you talking over it, but it wasn't.
No.
Yeah, you wish.
Oh, that's nice of him, whoever that was.
So, just a random walking past.
Yeah, you wish. Yeah, love, you wish. Alexa Chung, you wish. So, Alexa Chung, she is cool.
Yeah.
But you said Kate Middleton, same posh. Not the same, obviously. One's getting married to
Do
an
I
actual
get
royal.
Do I get half points for that?
No, you don't. No. Next.
What about you? What's your name?
I'm Ed.
Oh, he's the guy that said you wish, I think.
Yeah, you wish.
It is him, yep.
What about you? What's your name?
I'm Ed.
Ed, who would he be?
Dermot O'Leary.
Let's find out.
Is there a famous person that's like a role model?
George Alagaya.
George Alagaya, yeah.
Other than that, not really.
George Alagaya, of course, off the news.
He's a legend.
He is a legend.
Yeah, you wish.
Is what I'm saying to you, Ed. Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
I really think, listening back to that, that Smooth Talking Dan missed an absolute trick there on Stupid Street. Because Ed was there busy putting down what I think was his girlfriend by going...
Yeah, you wish.
Sophie, yeah, you wish. You wish you were like Alexa Chung.
Yeah, you wish.
Now, normally, if he was on form, Smooth Talking Dan would have been straight in there with... Well, actually, I think you're way prettier than Alexa Chung. He didn't do it. He's too busy flirting with the boys today.
What's your name?
Sam.
I like your leather jacket.
Thank you very much.
Sort of,
yeah.
Good hair as well.
Yeah, well, it's a bit wild today, you know. I was using a bit of volumizing shampoo, so it's got a
Get
bit
a room.
Out there.
It has got good volume.
But yeah, you know, nice bit of bounce. So I decided to put the hood up just, you know, just in case.
Okay.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Hannah's been on as well, saying that she's taken tips from this show today. And can we turn the Craig David off? It's freaking me out. Thank you. I can't talk seriously over that. Hannah's been on saying that she now lives her life by you.
I wouldn't if I was you, but thank you.
She's next time she's in a difficult situation, she's going to be like, what would Becky do? Yeah, let us know how that goes, Hannah. Podcast. I saw this thing earlier today where it's off of Canada, where this student has worn the same pair of jeans now for 15 months.
Oh, what, without washing them?
Yeah, well, he bought this pair of jeans in September 2009 and he wore them every day and slept in them for a month as well.
Oh.
And it's kind of just trying to test the limits of personal hygiene. But when they did a test, they did some kind of textile test and they... did all bacterial swabs and all that. Ooh, I hate the word swabs. Swabs. And they did even, you know, different areas of the jeans because you'd think, well, that's not particularly hygienic. And it was absolutely fine. They expected to find loads more than they did. So if that is acceptable, both from a hygiene point of view and from, you know, a socially acceptable point of view, then I'm going to save a hell of a lot on washing powder from now on. 15 months.
Are you really going to do this? That's well, like over a year.
Yeah. How long is it okay to wear jeans for? Because here's the thing, right? You know that song by The View? When they go, I've had the same jeans on for 4 days now. Just like that.
That sounded a bit like Lady Gaga's latest one.
Similar. Mm. When they sang that, I thought to myself, well, that's not actually very long.
No, but a lot of people in the building, when they heard that, were like, ew, 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 he's disgusting. I can't believe he's worn the same jeans for 4 days. That's gross.
Oh, I thought that was fine. It's 4 days. Is there supposed to be, like, is it 2 or 3 days? I think I might have even done 2 weeks before.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It's like, we've discussed this before on the show, it's like how often boys wash their duvets if they're single. it's blokes don't do it as much. We had somebody on before who I think went 4 months without even touching his duvet.
The actual duvet or the duvet cover?
Duvet cover.
Oh.
And pillows. That did happen on this show, I remember. They just don't think about it. It's like, it's fine for another month, it's fine.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Timberland and The Way I Are on BBC Radio 1. Okay, Zayn is coming up next at 7 tonight. He has got Cage the Elephant, live music from Cage the Elephant tonight. Hugh Stevens, 9 till 10. And then, joining Nick Grimshaw live in the studio, will be Chase and Status, and that is tonight on Radio 1. Noah and the Whales, new song next. Which is all like letters, but actually stands for...
Rolling on floor, laughing so hard my sombrero fell off and I dropped my tacos.
Something I've noticed with you, Becky, before, and I've never said anything, is that you're really good at knowing the raps in songs. How do you know that?
Well, just because we sit in the office and hear them all day, and then I remember it for some weird reason.
Every time we play like an R&B song with a rap in, you know all of it. That's incredible.
Well, this one in particular is a favourite of me and Matt Fincham from The Chris Moyle Show.
Can he do it as well?
Well, I need him for certain bits and I'm trying to get him to come down and he's not coming down. We do it. It's like a duet that we do in the office.
Can you have a go at this now? Because I was genuinely impressed there.
Okay.
Here we go. Here we go.
Baby girl. A huge house, but a room in the house as a baby girl. I ain't got a motorboat, but I can float your boat. So listen, baby girl. So don't you gonna want some more? So listen, baby girl. Want you back? Want you back? Body like filling him. It's really not quite Loris Anderson. My body ain't Pamela Anderson. It's a struggle just to get you in the caravan. But listen, baby girl. Before I make you lose a pound, I'll buy a bigger car. Listen, baby girl. I love just the way you are. The way you
are. That's impressive.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.